Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on KARE 93.7. Brandon Tamman, we're joined by the Atchison boys coach, Pat Battle. Always appreciate the time. It's brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Phoenix have a couple of games here we can go over since we last spoke a week ago. Coach, let's start with the game on Friday. League Till at Sumner Academy. You guys get the 25-point win, 70-45. Take us back to Friday. What'd you like? What'd you see?
I thought we did a really good job in transition. We shot it pretty well too. We got the ball inside. I really felt that was the key to breaking their zone, was getting the ball inside. And I thought we had a pretty solid defensive effort as well. So yeah, it was a good win for us, definitely. But to me, the whole key with our team is if we take an inside out approach, then it really opens things up on the perimeter. We've got some post guys that are playing pretty well right now, for sure.
Yeah, when you can have that balance and a good mix of the post and the guards, and you can play inside out, and it seems like, you know, when you guys are doing that, you seem to have a lot more success. Did that carry over into the game on Tuesday night this week? Big win at home against Wyandotte, 80-34. Was it kind of a similar feel from that Friday game with Sumner?
Well, last night was kind of deceiving. They played pretty well with us for the first half. I mean, that game was a 13-14 point game, and it was still in doubt. I felt that the difference with Wyandotte was the fact that we switched up. We went to a zone press. We played him a little bit of zone, and we were able to get some steals and some runouts and some stuff in transition. So once again, I mean, this time of year, outside shooting's going to come and it's going to go. But if you can be consistent by scoring in the paint, points in the paint are huge. And I think that's really a big key factor, especially with playoff basketball, because there's more pressure.
Right.
And as we get down, you know, we're starting to look at seeding and where we need to be and where we're hoping to be. And so there's just naturally some more pressure with that. And so I really think that any baskets you can get inside. Now, of course, as it's always said, that easy baskets shouldn't be and are not easy. So I think a lot of it has to do with the work that we're doing inside in our interior. Guys attacking the basket. We had some guys get to the rim last night. So I felt that was really an important piece.
Yeah, and you might have answered my next question, and that was, of course, you know, a few weeks ago you had that tough stretch where you had the three straight losses, Eudora, Highland Park, and Lafayette, all good schools, but three straight wins since then. Really, the question was, what would you attribute to that, you know, last three games and the success that you guys are having? But it seems like you kind of answered it with the inside out and the ability to score inside.
Yeah, I would agree completely. I think that's been the huge difference. I think that also we've kind of done a better job at guarding the perimeter a little bit against some pretty good shooters that we saw during that stretch. So overall, yes, the whole key is going to be points in the paint. That's a big stat that I look at in terms of measuring where we're going and where we need to go.
Got to keep it one game at a time. Of course, a monster matchup with 5A number one Highland Park next week. You saw them again early, as we just mentioned, but you get Harmon again on Friday at home, a team you saw early in the year before the holiday break, and it was a big win for you guys, you know, in that first go-around. What do you see from Harmon now? What's maybe the biggest difference? You know, it's been a couple of months, you know, since that first meeting, so what do you see as maybe a key difference or two between what you're going to see Friday and maybe the first matchup back in December?
Well, first of all, it's not the same team that we saw in December. In large part due to their point guard was out in the first matchup, and he's back, and he does a lot of good things for them. They shoot the ball pretty well, and they shot it well against us when we saw them at their place. And what our kids have to understand, what everybody has to understand, is you can't measure past scores to be a barometer for future success. Every game starts at 0-0. They're going to come ready to play. Their coach works very, very hard, and they got some kids who can put the ball in the basket. And when you've got that, you got a chance. So we're going to have to be ready to go get them on Friday night. I'm not looking at Highland Park right now. It's all about Harmon.
Well, we got obviously a few weeks left here in the regular season. You mentioned looking at some games and the seedings, and obviously we're getting close here to the sub-state, and you guys get Harmon on Friday. But last thing here before we get you out of here, and we always appreciate it, Atchison football coach Jim Smith earlier this week announced he's retiring after 27 years. You know him well. You were on the staff. You were an assistant for a few years. Obviously a crucial part, not only to the school, the football program, just the community in general, and 40 years, roughly, of coaching experience for him. Just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on that and what he meant to not only the football team, but the school in general.
When I think of Jim Smith, I think first and foremost servant leader. He was a guy who always served his kids as best he could. There's so many things that, that people don't even know about that he did to help benefit kids in the Atchison area. He's unselfish to a fault, and he did a great job in the years that I was with him. It's an icon. We're losing an icon there, and it's going to be tough to replace. You don't replace the Jim Smiths of this world. You hope to kind of adjust and adapt by losing him. So I wish him the best in his retirement. I'm losing a friend in a sense. He's done a great job for Atchison, and that's an icon. You know, I mean, that's like Coach K retiring at high school style.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Great words, Pat Battle, Atchison boys basketball coach. Again, words on the retirement of longtime football coach Jim Smith with that announcement earlier in the week. Again, our conversation with the coach brought to you by Emberwell Health and Taco John's. Phoenix on a nice little run here, trying to stay with it. They'll be back at home on Friday taking on KC Harmon. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot. Always appreciate the coverage.